What's going on, everybody? It's your girl Edith Yolanda, and I am with
the Wednesday Gentleman. What's going on, people?
What's up, Mike?
What it do? Wake your ass up, girl. Wake your ass up.
I'm not. You stop telling the audience that I'm sleepy just because I look tired.
She tired, but she cooked.
I cooked my ass off.
She cooked. She cooked Easter dinner for us, so it was good.
Listen, and then I worked today. You know, this is a sacrifice. Like, I am sacrificing my sleep with the podcast. I'm just saying. But anyway, guys, listen. Thank you guys for tuning in last week. I mean, we had a boost in our listeners coming into the podcast. So thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate your love and support.
Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, this is Easter Sunday, and, you know, this is Resurrection Sunday. Did you go to church?
Yes, I went to church.
You're such a good Christian.
I had to work in the sound booth. That's why I went to church. Yes.
I ain't even going to lie. I kind of slept in. But, like I said, I had to work. I am a heathen. But at least I know Jesus.
We're thankful for that.
Yeah. I know the Lord now. Church is always going to be packed on Easter.
On Easter.
Mother's Day. Mother's Day is a fiasco.
That's going to have the chairs. We have chairs that we have. We gonna have to put the chairs out for
all them. No good mamas going to be up in there hoping that they get a red rose pinned on them.
A red rose? I got to go and see my mom on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
I got to do that.
Yeah, you got to pin a red rose on her. But what I don't like is all them shitting ass mamas that come up in there looking like they the mother of the year and know that they mama is watching the children.
Shout out to the mamas with the tight dresses, though. We appreciate that.
What the hell, Mike?
Hey, I tend to...
Resurrection Sunday.
From my booth, I see it all.
You know what? Now,
it all.
I'm not going to even lie, because my homegirl, Deidre Morgan, she posted up on her Facebook, and she was like, she said New Birth was going to preach Jesus' face off. I said, yep, I'm going to be the one in there with the shortest dress and the biggest hat, no prayer cloth. I'm going to get me Pastor Jamal Bryant.
Say what?
He's sexy.
Oh, okay. You and all them other congregants.
He got a little rough side to him. I like Jamal.
Trust me. Let me tell you something.
If a nigga's name is Jamal, you know he ain't shit.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot. He's using his, I think it's Dr. Jamal.
His name Jamal.
Dr. Jamal something or other. He's using like this whole full name. I'm like...
Boy, you Jamal, you are Jamal. And whenever I see a Jamal, I just be like,
I'm like, oh, okay. But you know, when he came to New Birth, I prayed for him because I know how the Atlanta women are.
How are we?
Scandalous.
Whatever. So, the preachers are scandalous.
So I just prayed for him because he's coming from, you know, he divorced
DC.
His wife and had a...
He had an extramarital affair with her. And that was not in Atlanta. He was being Jamal.
If he slip up, he gonna have a whole lot more. So I'm praying his strength in the Lord. That he keep his way. Because if not, brother,
he is getting older though. So he's palatable, but he ain't the old Jamal that we used to.
Oh, Jesus.
You know.
Jamal is still Jamal. Y'all need to come for the word. But I'm telling you, all these new people joining New Birth is not
because of Jamal.
Yes, it is.
It is because of Jamal. He needs him a first lady.
Bruh.
Do you think I'd be a good first lady? Why are you breathing hard? You know what, Mike? Whatever. Forget you. Listen, guys. We have a somewhat serious show today. And I really hope that we can come up with a solution to one of my main concerns, and that is just really taking over what is ours. Like, I'm in the place in my life where I want what is due to me. And I think that a lot of our, you know, brothers and sisters should be fighting for what is due to them. So let's get into it. I think it's going to be a good show. It won't be a long show because I'm ready to go to sleep.
Like I said, nigga, wake up.
We said that last week, and we went over an hour and 8 minutes.
You.
First of all, Mike, don't blame that on me. Don't do it, because at the end of the day, I am not conversing with myself.
Yeah, but.
Who's
leading the conversation? It's called.
Bye, Mike. Anyway,
it's called the Dame Truth
with the Wednesday Gentleman.
Well, of course, I got to add the flavor. Yeah, add the flavor.
I got all the lotteries over here.
Oh, you got all the lot. Well, yeah.
Thank you.
I can't say what I want to say, but anyway.
It's Sunday, Mike.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, guys, we'll be right back. Let's get into the Dame Truth. All right, guys. Welcome back. It is time for Word in the Streets, honey.
Word, Mike. In the streets? Okay.
You know, when it's extra, you know I have to say word in the streets.
So what's good? What's
baby, good? Listen. I done been listening to Tasha K on YouTube, honey. And you know when I start talking like this, honey, it's some sugar honey iced tea. This is that real sweet, sweet tea.
Who the hell is that?
Okay, so Tasha K, at first I really didn't like her because I just felt like she was just so extra on her YouTube channel. I was like, oh, this broad is so loud and so, like, whatever. And she's sipping wine or whatever, and she's trying to be extra. And I couldn't follow her. But then she started getting the real scoops on things. She wasn't getting just hearsay. She was actually getting legit sources. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I have to listen to her now because she's legit with it. So basically, we all know that Wendy has now split up with her, a strange husband, Kelvin Hunter. Right. We're happy for Wendy. And you know what? It's to me, I don't like applauding people getting divorced because I feel like divorce is like a death.
Wait a minute. Flag on play.
Why?
Now she's been going through a lot of shit.
Right.
Let's just state the fact. She's been going through a lot. And what she's tried to do is what a lot of women her age or older or like in the build of my mom is just try to, okay, we got things going to hell in a handbasket at home, but I'm going to let you know, hey, I'm going to put up the good front. Everything is okay.
Right.
It wasn't okay. Mm-hmm. And it was unraveling before everyone's eyes, especially when she fell off the stage. Remember, she was backing up. What she had on?
She was the Statue of Liberty
and
outfit.
She was, and they were doing little memes and videos to that shit.
Yeah, but she fell again a second time, not on that same day, but she fell a second time and they had to put a chair in the audience for her to sit down. She blamed it on her Graves' disease.
Yeah, she blamed it on that, but we know it was because she was using.
Right.
And the fact of the matter is she was using to cope with what she was going through at home.
Right.
This dude is just like, well, fuck it. You know I got somebody on the side. And it's like, you know, just deal with it.
Right.
And, you know, he's being abusive to her, things of that nature. I applaud her for finally standing up and saying, okay, enough is enough.
Right.
That's what the applaud is. I never applaud divorce.
Right.
I applaud the fact that she is getting her life.
Right.
And maybe that helps her with her audience because she's been so hateful and spiteful to other people when they got dirt going on.
But you know what? I'm going to say this about Wendy because I think a lot of times when people have a lot of shit going on in their lives, they like to deflect off of them and focus the light on other people.
Yes.
Because they're going through so much stuff. And now that it seems like she has put it out there that she's getting divorced, it seems like I'm going to see a lighter, happier side to Wendy, mainly because she just recently did an interview with this, oh gosh, I can't remember the lady's name, Jesus. But she used to host this hip hop show way back in the day, like in the 90s. And the woman came out and basically said that Dr. Dre attacked her We'll have to reference this interview again, because I really want to talk about women who, have been really like drugged through the mud by industry, leaders, like big execs, because, you know, what ended up with Dr. Dre, he was abusive to many women, but she was the only woman who took out charges on him for abusing her, like beating her up and assaulting her. And when Wendy was interviewing her, she actually really, okay, I will say this. I have seen women testify against R. Kelly. I have seen women testify against Bill Cosby. I have seen women testify. This woman really was shook. Like, I could tell that Dre beat the shit out of her. She could not talk about it. And the reason why I got emotional after looking at that interview when Wendy was interviewing her was because I actually, her story was kind of reflective of my mom's. And I think one day I would really would like to, you know, talk to my mom, you know, and do an interview on her, because my mom almost lost her life due to the hands of her first husband. But it was really, really emotional. And so what Wendy ended up doing was, because this woman was beat up, she auditioned for Set It Off. She didn't get the part of Set It Off because guess what? Dre X'd it. She like missed out on so many gigs because of Dr. Dre and him being evil towards her. And the woman is now homeless. Like, she legit did not have a place to go. So Wendy was like, I could not believe that, you know, you have been in the industry all these years and you know so many people, and you're now homeless because you can't work. And she was like, have you ever thought about doing a real job? She was like, yeah, I work a real job. She was like, actually, when Straight Outta Compton came out, she was ringing people up talking about Straight Outta Compton. And she knew the inside scoop of Straight Outta Compton. And so Wendy ended up giving her basically like 30 grand. She ended up giving her a book deal because Wendy Williams has Hunter Publishing. So she wants to publish the book. And Wendy said to her, and when the book comes out, are you ready to do a movie? Because I would like to produce your movie. I'm just like now seeing a lighter side to Wendy Williams, where she is standing up for women's rights and she's not being as judgmental as she used to be. And I think that's because she had so much shit going on in her life. And she was trying to focus on other people's.
Okay.
So, I honestly believe that.
I just wish her well. I still don't like her approach, but I wish
her well. But I'm saying, I think her approach is changing.
We'll see.
We'll see.
But my thing was, is just, I don't like to see anybody being abused.
No.
So for that, and to see how she was just, you know, self-destructing right on national television. I'm all for our blacks doing well.
Right.
So kudos to you, Wendy, for, you know, trying to get your life back.
And before we get off of Wendy real quick, I just wanted to say this. The Tasha K interview with Avion, the artist who was under Kevin Hunter's I guess label, if you want to. The details that he gave about Kelvin Hunter assaulting him sexually, it kind of blew my mind. Like, I'm not homophobic, and I'm not ignorant to that. I know that there are a lot of people out here that do some things that I just don't agree with, or things that I can't get down with.
So he a switch hitter?
He a what?
Switch hitter.
Yes.
Oh,
he legit said that Kelvin Hunter was staying in the condo that was owned by Kevin Hunter and Wendy Hunter Williams, Wendy Williams Hunter, I should say. And he said that Kelvin Hunter came in at 3 o'clock in the morning. He was like, he was high. And he said he had just done a number two. And Kelvin, he said he sleeps nude. Kelvin came, spat in his butt, and forcibly went in. And was like, this is Brownsville, nigga. Like,
what?
Right. And that's crazy. But my whole thing is this, like, he has a whole wife. And this girl is a young woman. Like, she's 23, 24 years old. And I'm just like, sis, do you know what you're getting yourself into? Especially if she's not bisexual. You have a whole man who has had multiple encounters with men or with this man. That is something that I just feel like I wouldn't be able to get down with.
He has money.
But he doesn't. He doesn't have money.
But that's why she went along with it. It's all about the money. It's all about
money. But did you see the interview? I don't think it's about the money. I think that these millennials, these young kids on some new shit. And when that boy, when Tasha K asked him, so are you bisexual? He said, I'm human. Well, bitch, I'm human too. We're all human. We're human beings. But that does not describe your sexuality. And I feel that there is a group of confused young people that are coming up that don't want to identify with themselves being man or woman, straight or gay. They just want to do whatever the fuck they want to do and get away with it. And that is just a land or a life without laws to me is just chaos. It's chaos. And this is where I feel like a lot of people, you know, they are chaotic in their young years and they do whatever the hell they want to do. And then when you see them getting old and they're washed up at like 35, 40 years old and they've ran their body through the mud. Now they want to be all holistic and whole and saved and spiritual and burn sage and shit. And it's like, what the sage gonna do for you when you done been ran up and through in every orifice of your body?
You're trying to make them sound like they a porno star or something.
But that's what the fuck they doing. Like, there's no way I'm gonna have a... First of all, not saying that I tried it, but from what I understand, anal sex is some rough sex. Why are you letting a grown-ass man run up through you like that? And you say... And now you're coming into the interview saying that he has a small penis. Do you think that that's going to make you less gay? Because he has a small penis? Like, I don't get it. And this little girl is over there just eating grapes, not saying anything, and just... First of all, I was baffled. But what was really making me laugh my ass off was the chick in the sound booth that was listening to that. Yo, she was sitting back there. Her eyes were stretched. She was holding her mouth. Like, I can't believe that this man is saying all these things in front of his wife. Like, that was some shit. And I don't know, not too many women are going to sit here and let their husbands talk about their male sexual encounters like that. Like, it was so weird to me. And I'm like, I cannot be the only one that thinks that this shit is weird.
No comment.
Then it is
weird. I personally, you know, I understand what the new generation is trying to do. But honestly, you know, if you like both, then you're bisexual. If you like one or the other,
what's pansexual? I'm still trying to figure that shit out.
I don't know. I know men that like men. I know men that like women. I like women.
Mike, we know what you like. Shit. But you know what my nephew said? My nephew, who he is gay, he was like, so are y'all saying that it's okay for women to be bisexual, but it's not okay for men? No. It's not okay for a woman to be bisexual in a relationship with a man and not tell the man that she's bisexual. Do men accept it more? Then that's what the men accept. But I still don't think that it's right for a woman to sit back and have an affair with another woman and then bring in and not tell her husband.
I agree with that. I actually wrote about that.
Yeah, you did.
My thing is just like what you said. It's cheating. You got to be up front. So if you are bisexual, tell your woman, tell your man, hey, I'm bisexual. Do you mind if we bring this partner in or whatever? You know, we got new relationships, the poly thing going on. So I think there needs to be a level of understanding in the relationships.
Right.
And if there is, then what you do in your relationship is your business.
Right.
Is your business. So if me and my woman is bisexual and she has, you know, she has this relationship with another girl or whatever, and she wants to bring her in from time to time, hey, that's our business.
But I also think, like, because I feel like a lot of men think that it's okay for women to be bisexual as long as they are part of it. But I still think that men should really, if you really love this woman, I don't think that it's okay for her to have another woman in your relationship. A relationship should really be between that man and that woman, or those two women, or those two men. Stop incorporating all these different souls and personalities and issues. And because I've seen it, I've seen people try to do it. I have never seen it really work out. I have yet to see it work out unless... I have yet to see a poly relationship with people, because even where that show on Lifetime where that man, that white man had all those different wives, called sister wives or whatever, they started falling out too. And I thought that they were the most organized poly family ever. And no, them bitches started to fight.
Well, why did they start fighting? Because one was dominant, and the other, that tends to be the issue.
You cannot juggle multiple women. But, you cannot do it.
Well,
you cannot, you cannot do it.
Well,
at one, the kingdom is going to fall.
I've seen for myself. I have friends that have those type of relationships. They have poly relationships, and I've seen some last for like 10-13 years tops. Now have they had people to, you know, fall out? Yes.
Yep.
And they asked me, it was like, would you be comfortable with that? And I'm like, defining what my role is, I would need to know. Because normally dudes, you know, if you got another dude, you know,
nope.
Yolanda always likes to call me the side nigga, but let me try to make this clear. If I'm kind of a dominant type, so if another dude is like, you know, yes, you can have my wife, you know, okay, I'm gonna have her, but I'm gonna have her.
That's crazy.
And I don't know any dude that wouldn't be threatened by me.
But my whole thing is, what do you mean you can have my wife? Like, you have ownership over a person.
No, it means that I can, if she wants to have a relationship with me.
That's crazy.
Then
but
we
she
can.
Has to get permission.
Yes.
Right, which means that he is showing ownership. You should not be saying that you own anybody and you have to get permission to go and run up in somebody's wife. That is weird.
I didn't say that I own.
No. I'm talking about the husband.
Well, if the husband, hey, it's whatever works for them.
Yeah, that's just weird to me.
But if I'm sticking his wife, at some point he's gonna get jealous. Because I'm always trying to outdo my last time.
And if he's sticking somebody else, another woman, she's going to get jealous. It's bound to happen. I have yet to see two people who genuinely love, have adoration and care for one another say, yeah, go float, have sex with somebody else, which is why, you know, Wendy Williams knew that her husband was out there having an affair with this girl. It's been happening since the early 2000s. As soon as he went and had a baby by her, knowing that Wendy Williams was on bed rest with her son, barely could have their son. She had multiple miscarriages. She finally had a son. Now you bringing another bitch in here who's having a whole nother baby. She got upset. Then you go and give this bitch a push gift, which is a Lamborghini or something. Got repossessed the next day. Wendy said, nope, you tried it. I'm just saying, it just, to me, it doesn't work. And especially when your husband is gay, it does not work.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Well, I just said he's a switch hitter.
You know what? A switch hitter.
Switch hitter. He is a switch hitter.
Anyway, Mike, you're crazy. Listen, that's it for Word in the Streets. Mike, I have this big question. Have you heard about Laura Ingraham and the whole Nipsey Hussle situation with her chuckling?
Yeah.
Well, it led me to believe, like, you know, these people at Fox News really are racist. and they really don't give a fuck about us.
Haven't you known that for forever?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I didn't want to, like, put it out there like that because...
Well, I'll put it out there. The motherfuckers are racist. Okay,
okay.
And they promote racism. Right. And if you're watching it, then you are subjecting yourself to the hate.
Well, you know, there is... I was listening to The Breakfast Club, and I was listening to, what's her name? Ebony Williams. She was a Fox contributor. I think she had a show on Fox. And she was there mainly because she wanted to be the black voice of reason. And now you know that Donna Brazile is now a Fox contributor now. They hired her. So we're going to see how this goes because I really think that representation should be there. Mm-hmm. But I want to know about us. What can we do in order to enlighten and inform our black people? So I want you guys to stay tuned because I really want to talk about that, Mike, okay?
Okie dokie.
All right. This is the Dame Truth. Hi, guys. It's Edith Yolanda here. And I am just so, so bummed because I totally deleted the whole last segment of this podcast series. I gotta apologize to Mike because he had some wonderful, wonderful points that he put on the show during this segment that I was just in awe with. And it really, really gave me some insight to some things that I would like to do in the future. One being that in May, I would like for us to buy black every Friday for the month of May. Yes, my birthday is May 22nd. And yes, it's a celebration, bitches. But no, I really want us to be able to recycle our dollars back into our community. So, with that being said, if you know of a seamstress, if you know of a bomb-ass hairstylist, if you know someone who cultivates land, or if you know someone who has a wonderful eatery. Shout out to the beautiful downtown. Shout out to Busy Bees. Shout out to This Is It. Shout out to everybody that is really out there doing their damn thing, making sure that the black community thrives and survives. I want to show appreciation to those companies and to those small business owners. So for the whole month of May, we are buying black. We are buying back. On Fridays. Let's make it a Black Friday. We all know, like Killer Mike said, that the actual Black Friday that takes place in November is bullshit and really does not support the Black African American businesses that we live or the African American communities that we live in. They don't support us. So we would like to show support to those companies, those small business owners that have businesses within our community to show them some love so that they can actually thrive and survive. What I will also be doing is posting up different cities, different states that have black own businesses that are amazing. There's some of us out there that need a little bit of work, and we're going to work with you. We're going to give you constructive feedback. We're going to show you what it takes to be a viable business in your community and to be a professional when it comes down to, you know, really doing business with your people. And we are going to also ask that if you are doing business with these small business owners, that you don't talk them down on their prices, that you don't really disrespect their brand or their products that they're selling. You can never go into Macy's and negotiate a deal on something that was not on sale. You could never go into Walmart and say, hey, this loaf of bread is 50 cents less at Kmart. So let's not do that with our black-owned businesses. Let's take our coins. Let's go ahead and purchase things at full price and establish a relationship or a rapport with these small business owners so that when they see you walk through their door again, they are more than likely to give you a discount or to give you something that is on sale. But for the whole month of May. Again, guys, we are buying black every Friday. Every Friday, go to a fish shop, order you up a fried fish sandwich. Every Friday, go to your mom and pop's grocery store or go to their liquor store. Don't go to the big fancy liquor stores and the big fancy size of Buckhead. Go to your mom and pop's liquor store. Don't go to Macy's. Go and get your shit made. I have a wonderful seamstress. She is amazing. I am going to put her information again on my Facebook. Follow me on Facebook at Edith Yolanda, or you can follow me on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics. Mike likes when I say Hermosa. But yeah, follow me on social media. You can also find Mike Doc under Mike Doc on Facebook and The Wednesday Gentleman on Facebook. Go ahead, subscribe to our page, The Dame Truth on Facebook, because there we will also be posting up small black businesses that you need to support in the month of May. Again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I apologize for that last segment being deleted, but this Sunday, we will be recording again, and we're going to have a fire show. So make sure you tune in to The Dame Truth. Until next time, we're doing it for the culture, my people. Love you.